What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Now, they say dogs are man's best friend, and I totally get that. I have two dogs, and I totally get the bond and the connection and that sort of thing. But I have noticed that there are a couple people in our life that were over the top when their dogs passed away. And I mean in the eulogies and the burial services and the extent of email communication and that sort of thing. Like almost to the point of ridiculousness. Like almost to the point of over the top. And I don't know, did it go too far or not? Like,
okay.
You know how when somebody has a family member that is ill and maybe battling cancer, so they will send out email updates on how that battle is going, and what's happening with the chemotherapy, or going to a new hospital in another state or that sort of thing? Well, we started to get those about a dog. And those continued for a couple of months. And then when the dog finally...
So do they read like...
I read it.
Just want to let you know that got some bad news this weekend. Sparky is going to go into the vet because he hasn't been walking or whatever the situation was, but we'll keep you posted.
Definitely, yeah. And so, and this has happened with probably three or four different sets of friends and three or four different dogs. So we're not talking about just like one person that this is, you know. And so I guess it's just that they have become like a real family member. And so they feel like all of their friends need the, the you know, sort of update and that sort of thing. And then when the dog... One in particular, when the dog passed, the length of the eulogy on the email was like, it was definitely excessive. So I don't know. I'm just wondering, what is that connection? Because it is mostly from the guys. Like, I feel like the women sort of maybe have handled it a little bit better. But the guys seem to be the ones that are like insistent on this like constant email communication on the health of the dog or on in the death of the dog, like sort of in memoriam.
There's a definite loss there. I mean, anybody feels it, but I've been part of the same thing. And you guys know this one where the dog passes away. And this guy specifically, this was a couple of years ago, so I have a tough time remembering all the details on it. But there was a morning. He gets all of his friends together. We all mourn the dog. We all go to dinner. And with his dog was still in the truck at that time, by the way.
Oh, no.
So like we're all upstairs eating steak. Yeah. And he's got the dog, the dead dog, down in his truck. And after dinner, the plan is for the women to go home and for all the guys to go to his house and bury the dog in his backyard.
So the women were invited to the dinner.
But not the burial. No.
Not the manly burial.
Right. Which went over really well with Stacy. That was perfect. So then we get
she really wanted to be a part of the burial?
Well, just the fact that, you know,
that's just
guys
old
weren't right.
Ladies,
guys
you go home. We'll take care of this.
So we get to dude's house and we bring the dog out of the truck and we all had shovels. He gave us all shovels and we were all instructed to say something nice about the dog.
Were they new shovels or did he just go to the garage and bring out like the assortment of random shovels that everybody owns?
Yeah, you know, there were some small ones, some large ones, as long as you were getting your hands dirty. And there were like six or seven guys out there all digging this hole for the dog and all going around in a circle and one by one paying tribute to the dog before they buried it.
Yeah, I just think it's a little much.
Yeah, do you recall your tribute?
I didn't even, I mean, I probably hung out with that dog twice, so I think I kind of like, I just backed out on the whole deal. But I mean, there were guys around that were really, I'd say overall for the whole ceremony and the thing, and I missed one before the dinner, so apparently they all got together and had some wake also, and then they went to dinner, and then the burial. I'd say the whole thing probably lasted half a day, 12 hours.
You had more time to write poetry, and you didn't.
What do you mean?
Because you missed the first thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like you didn't really put together your poem.
Yeah. The problem with going to a dog wake is when the funeral home does the makeup on the dog.
Just doesn't look alive.
Never looks like they didn't really, you know.
Everybody says it does, but right. It really doesn't.
Oh, look how peaceful he looks. But the reality is he doesn't look peaceful. He looks like a TV weatherman.
Is it insensitive to think that some of that is over the top?
I think some people become so attached to their dogs and I think it is more of a guy thing than it is a woman thing, because Melissa came in here. She was all tore up when her dog passed away.
But
it was the hardest thing I ever had to do is put my dog down.
Yeah, but I didn't have extensive. But I even go further and say there's a lot of treatment for sick animals that I think is over the top. There's times where I just think certain pet owners need to let go.
Yeah.
Like it's the dog or the cat is dying. So put it, you know, give it peace.
We've all seen those owners before where the dog is like knocking his head into the wall because it can't see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, can't hear real well. It's limping around, but the owner just can't allow
it
to go.
Can't let go.
It's a hard decision, but there's a point where you've gone too far. And I think those same people will be the ones that have these extensive ceremonies.
Yes. You know what we should talk about here? Because now that we're on the topic of dogs and we got a couple of minutes here.
Uh-huh.
So when Hollis was born, I talked about this on the air pretty extensively. I made the stupid mistake. I mean, a really bad mistake. And I suggested that we go out and we get two English bulldogs at the same time that our newborn was with us, right? Mm-hmm. And it was such a bad mistake that I made that we had no time for the dogs at all. It was terrible. The dogs were outside. No attention was being paid to them or anything. And they were tearing up the house because they weren't getting attention. And it was a bad idea on my part. We were spread too thin. And there was just, I should have taken on two puppies, you know?
One puppy in the house is enough.
Yeah.
But a new infant, an already, you know, five-year-old and two puppies. That's crazy.
It was a really bad idea. Stacy warned me again, don't do it. Everybody warned me, don't do it, don't do it. And I'm like, how hard can a baby be? It's a newborn. We'll get two puppies. Things will be fine. So we go to a breeder, and we ended up getting two English bulldogs. And to make a longer story short, like weeks later, we ended up giving the dogs back to the breeder. And I still feel guilty about it. Like I have these loyalty issues that still linger with me. I felt so bad about doing it. Well, they ended up finding a great family for them, the road.
It was either them or Hollis. And people would have looked at you funny if you gave away your son.
Yeah, only because it's politically, you know.
Right.
You got to give away the dogs. I gave away the dogs. But yeah, it was just a tough, tough time. So Hollis now is 10 months old and our neighbor has dogs and Hollis really appears to be into dogs. And yesterday was the first time that I heard Stacy utter the words, he's ready for a puppy.
Really?
Really?
So now what do you do?
I just said, I'm not ready for this yet, man. I really am not. I mean, he's still 10 months old. I just don't want to do it.
Especially after that,
I don't want to go down that, because there's no turning back on this one. If we bring a dog in the house, there's no way, way I am going back to the breeder. And I just don't, I honestly do not want anything else living in my house right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the two kids, one's a 10-month-old, and he's taking up plenty of time, and I'm so spread thin now that I just don't want anything else living in the house. And she said something like, you know, my birthday is right around the corner, maybe a puppy for my birthday would be cool.
I'm surprised.
We have totally turned around on it.
I'm shocked.
That is so funny. Just switch places completely.
I can't do it. This would be one of the places where I'll probably draw the line. There's like a lot of stuff that, you know, in any marriage, you have to be sort of flexible. But this is one where I'm going to have to go, I can't do it.
Well, I mean, and eventually you'll have a dog and eventually your sons will be old enough to help take care of it, you know? So it doesn't have to be now.
Yes.
You know? So
yeah, it could be when Hayden's a little bit older and then it's his job to feed him and that sort of thing, take him for a walk and stuff.
And I guess at five, he could start to do some of that stuff, but it's not enough to really take any kind of bite out of any kind of time commitment.
Yeah, in a couple of years, he'll be one, you know, because eventually they'll want to be the sole caretakers of the dog. You know, they may, you know, the feeding and stuff, they may forget a little bit about. But I know, you know, we all know if you had dogs when you were a kid, you spent all your time with them.
Right.
So, you know, I think eventually it'll be time, but it may be a little premature.
It's not going to happen. It will zero happen. Mm-hmm. It can't happen yet.
You should just get him a hamster. Has anybody had a hamster that's lived more than 18 months?
That's what I said to Stacey. Can't we just start with a fish or something?
Right.
Yeah, get an aquarium.
I think we had those tunnels as orange plastic tunnels much longer than we had any animals.
Those little habit trails.
Yeah.
And you just get one of those, and then you keep the hamster, and sometime in the next year, you know, you'll go there, and he'll be, you know, stiff as a board up in one of the habit trials.
Hey, Allison, you're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I was making a comment. Don't feel bad about doing it when they're that young, because I know another radio DJ that he actually had a dog for almost 10 years, and he would board the dog at the facility I worked for at for a while in college, and this dog was the love of their life, and they had it for like 8 to 10 years, and then all of a sudden they decided to have a child, and the dog became destructive because they weren't paying any attention to it, so they gave it up, and it was to just somebody else that ended up adopting the dog, someone bad for it, in another state. So it's best to do it early, but, you know, keeping it 9, 8, 9, 10 years is really, I think, sad.
I don't know what you do in a case like that when you've had a dog for 10 years, because then it really does become like a family member.
Right.
Right. But I mean, you adjust your life to it. I mean, that's the responsibility you take on.
I have a friend who had a son very premature, and mm-hmm. so he has a lot of different health problems and allergies and asthma, and some respiratory problems were one of the things that he was born with, and they had to get rid of their dog just because of the allergies and that sort of thing of the baby. I mean, he literally could not breathe in the same house as a dog, and so
what can you do? You gotta
found a good home through a family member and that sort of thing, and it was a great family that adopted the dog, but still it was just heartbreaking for them. But there's no choice at that point, you know?
Unless you're living in the house, you don't know. And I still am not right with it. Like, the family of the dogs from time to time will email me about how they're doing, and they're always giving me, like, everything's going great. They've emailed me pictures of the dogs and stuff, and I still can't return an email because I feel so badly about it.
You just let them know at least you're getting them? Like, you just shoot them back a thank you or something?
Nothing. I haven't been able to do anything. Seriously, I still feel so bad about the whole thing.
Well, you should just ask them for one of the dogs back just for a few weeks and see how Stacey does with it.
See how it works out.
Get it? The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.